This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. Really wealthy Americans are now reaching deeper into their pockets. The federal income tax on the top 1% is up about 6% as of January 1st. That jacks up the rich guy rate to its highest level since 1979. But before you shed a tear for old man Potter, you might be interested to learn that 1%ers are actually paying less in overall taxes than they were in 79. And there are a few other differences as well between now and then. David Weinberg has the story.
Let's start with the obvious differences. If you were a 1%er in 1979, you didn't have a cell phone or an iPod, but you probably had a tape deck that you used to listen to the number one album of the year, 52nd Street by Billy Joel. And I bet your favorite song was Big Shot.
Well, you went uptown.
From now on, I will refer to 1%ers as big shots. The average income for a big shot, adjusted for inflation,
it was about $413,000.
John Bacchia studies the income growth of the wealthy at Williams College. Today, the average income of a big shot is $1.4 million. So let's say we bring a 1979 big shot into the present day to buy a house in one of the 10 wealthiest zip codes in America. If you follow the golden rule and don't spend more than 30% of your gross income on your monthly mortgage payment, it would take the 1979 big shot 30 years to pay off that home. It would take today's big shot about 9 years. So why are the big shots so much wealthier today?
The big increase in the people who are in the top 1%, and particularly the top 0.1%, would be people in finance, you know, the Wall Street types, the hedge fund types.
Steve Kaplan is a professor at Chicago Booth. Statistically speaking, there aren't that many more people working in finance today than there were in 1979. But the ones that do earn 3.5 times more of the nation's income than they did 34 years ago. And much of the income that comes from the finance sector is not subject to federal income tax. When you factor all the taxes other than income, like payroll, state, and local, the wealthiest 400 big shots in America today pay about 16% taxes on their income. Using those same calculations, the average American pays 22%. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.